mild and very clear on the basis of that. Two, Chair, I also want to highlight for the committee that the technicalities that are there, that everybody here in this room is to see, are the basis of the problems that we're experiencing. Whether IFP is there or IFP is there, whoever is there, those we could have forced, we did it at Joseph. I convened a meeting of leaders of political parties and we said, let us agree. They agreed among themselves, you take the speaker, I take this. In this case, we're not there. It's not that. The problem here is that who then are the people that vote to say, yes, our hands are up, we're voting for this speaker or voting. So it's totally different. So I just want to put that because there's a tendency of saying it's the ANC that is doing this because it's ANC. This is not about the ANC. It's got absolutely nothing to do about the ANC. Of course, the ANC did say that we are wasting time as a government. That why waste time because this thing will never happen. They said that with other areas. Now we see a number of municipalities that have not any majority. They're collapsing, Chair, to be quite honest. But we knew, even when we got there, but we said, let's try. Same thing we say, we don't just give up. We try everything until we're satisfied that we've done everything within our power to ensure that things are happening. So I just wanted to make it clear, Chair, here, that whether it's ANC corner or it's not there, there will still be those five court cases that do not have any clarity. So it's up to all of us to say, are you going to wait for another year or two for each one of these matters to be decided by a court? In the meantime, why should we compromise our communities? Why should we be paying people salaries that are not working? So I just wanted to highlight those, Chair, because
I think it will be pretty much for whoever does it really make that determination. We just have this Emma Tangeli, where the ANC is the majority. So it will be opportunistic for us not to say anything about Emma Tangeli. Then when it comes to this one, when we are supposed to make a determination, then we start really to get it in that context. And I think experience has taught, out of all interventions that we did, this committee, I can boldly put my head on the block at no given stage where we biased a particular thing. We tried by all means to engage the same way we are engaging. You know, you would listen even to questions that have been posed. These are questions at times where I might be seated. At times I think, hey, this one, you know, it's a vindication. But I have no choice, you know. We are dealing with the collective responsibility of the committee, and it's our duty to act. And that is why, in most instances, when we go out and we see, we're in Salt Lake, we're in Dihaso, we're in Mahareng. We even met with Namakoi leadership of the municipalities. They were surprised to see how we work as a committee. We are not brothers, just in a form of us shaking hands, you give this, give me this, I give this. We are more decisive in terms of decision making. So in this case, I don't think there's any person that would really go out of our way and say why the committee did not. And that is right, you are like I said, we discuss it in our assembly. Usually what you do, you know it has been our time. We'll just conclude your question. But for this one, because there's these tendencies that are now starting to mature, I feel it should be proper that amongst us in the committee, we provide leadership, we also show maturity as and when we discuss this particular matter. We put aside the issue of party, petty issues. We only look at the broader picture, which is our communities out there. I think that is where we derive our strength. MEC, may I take this opportunity to ask Honorable Mteta to say a word or two on behalf of the committee.
Thank you, Chairperson. MEC and your officials, thank you very much for the way you have dealt with this matter, although we have taken too long, because the cases that are most stumbling block on this issue were there from the beginning up to now. So we really felt that we have taken too long, but we're too lenient to all the parties that are involved in this issue. today to come here with this report, also reminding us about the situation in that municipality. It shows us that really you didn't look this matter in a partisan way. You looked this matter at the MEC of local government in Western Natal. We have dealt with this matter without taking any responsibility that this is an ANC or this is a DIFRA or this is an NFP, but you are the MEC of the local government. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Jenny. We say thank you for your immediate response. We only communicated with you last week and you were able to respond. And like said by Honourable Church, he was honest, I think, in his opening remarks. We really acknowledge that most of the time you are one example of the MEC. I said it also in Northern Cape, you recall, when I was making reference, that you most understand how you interact with funds, even much more easier for you to understand the dynamics of the committee. We are now flexible in terms of how to deal with issues at KZN for the simple reason that we now know each other better than before. And I hope all of this interaction will also intensify the relationship with the good side. Remember once again, we are from one government, we are a unitary state, national, province, and local. We are not contesting any terrain, as I said earlier on. Instead, we are here to complement each other for the sake of Sarah. So it's a public affair, others before. In that note, MEC, I want to thank you for your immediate response. And many times you also accompanied by your officials, you know. And that in itself is more than enough. Unlike what happened when you met with one MEC from Mpumalanga, you sent the officials and she was not there. What we did, we just extended away the officials. So in your case, in most instances, all the MEC come and appear before the committee, always respond to the committee. Thank you for that. Honourable members, can we just have 5 minutes break? Then immediately, it's quarter past, can we say, can you come back just to complete our recommendations to the
MEC?
Thank
you very much.
That was more of a briefing in terms of an exit. Can we have someone who move for noting?
I just need to give them.
There's a mover that will take notes. Any second? Honorable Mkanga. Any dissenting view? None. Remember, Honorable Kanga is an alternate. So even if he's not saying I vote or I agree or disagree, but we are 40 minutes. No, I can see that they wanted you to say something because you are from KZN. And that is not the attitude. He's participating freely, and that is most of the time. Where I have the power, I always say, go along.
Airtime.
So it means, with regard to the termination report, all of us are satisfied. Like we've indicated, ours is just to take note that there's been an exit report because there's been amalgamation of these three various municipalities.
Yeah, we support that.
With regard to this one of the Emma Dlangeni, traditionally what we used to do on our members, we'd always say we have the presentation from the MEC, we'll go and do in local inspection, but because of the report at times, you are either flexible to say, let's approve with the provisions that we make a follow up. Because already, when you embark on Section 139, in most instances, it starts even before you can even pronounce. That is why you still have the power to reverse it, regardless of whether it has started or not. So what I wanted us to know is whether there's a need for us really to go out there, interact with the same people before we can also make pronouncement. Honorable Chetty?
Yeah, it's important that we hold on to the judgment, and like you said, we go out and see it. So the Chairperson, I raised the issue around, and I know you, you felt that we should not have raised it, but there's merit to that because there's a legal document which speaks about the facts that the matter was before the court. Now, if it's found to be
Now,
I've got correspondence, and it's not about the fact whether I shared with everybody else or not. It's the fact that when we go out there, we'll be able to get to know what's happening.
So we must get the other effect of this thing.
And I'll tell you why, Chairperson, furthermore, I made it clear that there were a majority of six already. So for it to run properly, it could run properly. There are underlying factors that we must see.
Okay.
And Chairperson, I'm going to say this as well. We can't allow ourselves as a committee to be put at risk where we are seen to be showing people that who's in control of infection. Because Chairperson, right now, if there is a majority of six by a leading party, who can hold the council to order, and I'm going to talk now as a politician. If I have a majority, I can give instructions to say this is what has to be done, you have to correct, you do the right thing. But you're not listening to me. I can't now come and use this body to go there and threaten them to say, we're now going to dissolve you next if you don't do what we're telling you. Because that's what is tantamount to a threat. And I don't want to be a part of a threat. We must do what is right. Let us go and hear what they have to say to us. Because she said one member abstained, which meant they should have been still tied at five sides. Or it could have meant that the other five members were also in support of what they're so collectively, because only one person abstained.
So you have to just say advice I will, that before we can make any pronouncement as the committee, we also go there. But we still have time with the bottom at that
yes,
meeting, because it will only expire during July 2017. So in this case, I wanted us to check because I was trying to establish the distance between Emma Dlageni and Mnuthu, but that depends on what we decide on the basis of Mnuthu. So it means in this on this one also, we are also saying we take note of the presentation, however we feel and deemed it fit that there's a need for a committee to go and interact with the relevant stakeholders in that municipality. Agreed, Honourable Members. Honourable?
Agreed, Chair President, if the programme is not signed, but if our programme is signed, why don't we allow them to implement, then we can go.
What is happening?
Depends on our
But let's give them our cover. Do you want to say something before I can come in?
No, yeah, Chair. I want to say, if I wanted to take over in the question of the program, I mean, we must look at the time and space that we have at this committee, and the importance part of it of this.
You have said more for what I want to come like say, remember, in our case, we are dealing with compliance issues.
Yeah.
And justice delayed is justice denied. In this case, like one of our members are saying, we might not know because there's a side of the MEC, but there's also equally the side of the municipality. Remember also the municipality, much as there will be these interventions, our consideration should also be informed by the provision of Section 151, Subsection 2, where we must also look at the autonomy of the municipality, even if it's within the precept of both province and nation. But in this case, we are supposed to determine because we've been making an emphasis in the meeting of chairs to say, there's no way that you treat the committee of doctor the same way you treat any other committee. I said it during the planning and review session that in most instances, there's no way that you can say because it's finance committee, then you can treat it the way you treat the issue. So it's for us as and when we emerge out of this meeting, we just put it clear that there's pressing issues that we need to ready to address all day because service delivery is affected as and when there's no delivery that is taking place at the level of the municipality. So in that case, can I get any view descending? Nothing. So are we in agreement that we take note of the report with the provision? Another comment?
No, I wanted to agree. I've realized that now with your record, you also want to know who said what.
Yeah, so we
who said what on what? No.
I want to agree with Honorable Chetty, but Honorable Chetty is right. There is no reason why this municipality shouldn't be operating as well. So there is more to it than this.
That's right.
And also, Chair, this issue of an acting municipal manager or a senior manager but cannot qualify for MM position, really, I don't find it.
But I'll come. You know, part of our response is the fact finding.
Mm-hmm.
Other things, you hear them, you don't necessarily say you agree. Remember, that is why we said, let's allow the MEC to be excused so that we are able to go and do our own independent assessment on the basis of what is before. So, but I think there's been a culture that regardless of whether the minister agrees, the MEC agrees, if we pick up any discrepancy, we just decide the way we think it will be for the benefit of the country. So it means we are in agreement, all our members.
Yes.
Now let's give the other side of the story. We have this one side, we need also to get the other side. So that is what we conclude. It has been suggested by Honorable Chedi, suggested by Honorable Shank. And Honorable Kaula is for comment. Honorable members, can you go to the Mutu? With regard to Mutu, you will recall that it's also the same challenges that we were informed with as and when we were there sometimes late last year. But we still owe Watuakamonu another opportunity for us to say we are back, like we've committed. This has been the determination, and this is our finding. But we are on a fact-finding mission, so that we also get their side of story. So at that time, there might be issues that are raised. As I know, you verify, you find that the opposite is happening. So I'm just saying is that in most instances, let's ensure that we try and also make a determination that is more informed, so that tomorrow, any person that would come and say, as NCOP, you have taken a decision, at least all of us, we are able to own up to the decision that you take, like it has been a time and tradition all along. So can I get an indication from the side of you? What is that for fitting it? Honorable Kaula?
No, sir, thank you very much. I want to agree with you. This one is very important. You see, it's even very intense in nature. It's important that the committee must go there on a fact-finding mission before, so that you make an informed decision.
Any seconder to the move on our monopoly? Leave the free attorney to be your own suggestion.
I'm thinking that for myself, because it will also be necessary. We had a proposal to go there, but now it's a final. I think it's because of there were some other questions that which means it didn't get some joy to other members of the committee. For us to try ourselves as a committee members, remember that we work as a collective, to be able to ensure that as a committee, when we present the report, we have a collective, and a collective report, and we have a critical point. So I suppose that it can be easy.
So it means for this one, all our members, likelihood is that we need to do it as early as next week. Because if you check, we only have up until next week when they for 14 days to lapse. So it's important that we expedite. I think we'll also talk to the WIP and the technocrats to say, let's also talk to...
The combat ready.
Roman, you're also...
We are quite happy to this one, because I'm sure it's one of the, it's not always done by us to dissolve municipalities. It's going to be new, definitely, because we focus to it. So we need to come up with a very clear what happened there, what was decided to the committee. We're going to come back to the committee.
So can we then agree the day? Tuesday? We leave Monday for Tuesday.
We leave from our respective constituencies. We leave on Monday, ready to move on Tuesday and do all that and put in the committee and make a decision. It's very important.
For guidance purposes, I know we don't usually discuss logistics. Where must we sleep or stay? Change your advice.
Well, we
can stay in. No. Last time we flew to Delta State, we got there.
Yemen was far.
No, they're staying in Ochani.
Ulundi is not far.
Ulundi is not far.
Dandi, isn't the casino there?
Yes, Dandi is also...
No, there's a Beckett Field today.
No, there's a
Beckett Field. Yeah.
No, but now I'm saying let's get to a place where all our members will win a position to have.
Yes.
Are we not going to do the
thing with the
name? No,
okay, then
it's not going to be possible.
Okay.
The other one I think we can do at a later stage. But we'll also try and expect that not to go wrong.
Mm.
It's not only that, we still also have to go to Parliament. So it means also that I'm not going to be here. I was just to look. But the problem, I think we'll have to get this. You see, most of the time, we are slow in terms of acting. We leave the process to undergo by then the intervention that has already started.
Mm.
So I think we'll have to be more proactive.
Yeah.
That is why most of the time, honorable members are forever saying, no, there's a challenge. You only come when there's army, so we don't want to pay it that way.
Yeah.
So honorable members,
there's
a suggestion that we will sort it out. There's a suggestion that we stay in that place. If it's not acceptable between Devon and Peter Maritzburg, which one is the nearest? I'm asking.
No,
honorable Mthethwa. I am asking.
And Chairperson, Mr. Mthethwa,
in fact, we're not about to discuss this. In fact, what we are doing, we're not taking people home.
Yeah.
No, we're not taking any person home.
Yes.
We are saying.
For whatever is the normal.
Yes. I think the logistics in Daniel Kuleko will have to lie with you and check what is best for the committee. But in that note, honorable members, allow me that the issue of other logistics
here,
you know, would appear that for the sake of the committee to work effectively, let's engage all our people in that municipality. We are not going to be there and take any side, but we want to get there and ensure that we assist the municipality.
Yeah.
So I would really urge all of us, let's take it upon ourselves that we ensure that we are able. We are able to go through into the tent where people are fighting. So this one is not even a fight, but ours is to ensure that we also appeal to our people that let them cooperate with the committee so that at the end of the day, the committee can make an informed decision. And let's not get there being ANC with our own progressive mind. Let's get there with clear heads that we want to put our community first. People have been there without services or have been there without being accessing basic services for the simple reason that there's been these pending cases. Honorable Chair, honorable colleague will be the last.
Chair, can I make a suggestion? That we meet with the councillors at the chamber there, but we convene at the hotel as a committee and not have us convening at the council to take this.
Okay.
Just as a safety concern, I'm saying. Let us take our decision because you understand. Let us listen to them all day, and then we go back to the hotel and convene as a committee. Because just now you said we're going to do it. Right? So just so that you know where I'm coming from. Okay? Just to be safe.
Honorable George?
Chairperson, sorry, just to find out, from when to when will the oversight be? Because I received a message this morning, the same members on the Petitions Committee, that there will be that seminar that was supposed to be this week has been postponed
what
to the 24th, and 25th
seminar.
Yeah, it's for Inbred Dignity.
Yes, the yeah.
It's okay, we'll be back by then.
So it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week.
No,
we need to be back in time for that as well. Because I'm sure the Honourable Manapole doesn't want to miss it, and I don't want to miss it either. So if we can just...
No, what do you intend doing? Intend going out on Monday, then we spend the Tuesday.
Yes. Then why do we back, right?
Yes.
So I just wanted to inform you about that.
No,
it's
fine.
But where is this thing?
Well, I remember, let me declare this meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
We'll meet.
So, on the back of the
I'm going to go to the next one.
Warum friert los auf alle?
Das ist okay. Wir sind da wohl.
Der wurde auch nicht. Ja.
I'm going to take it to the kitchen, yeah, to the fridge. Yeah. I've got a place to go. Thank you.